what struck me when I was listening to the disc is so many of these songs, you could hear them on a jukebox in, you know, 1962.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what it seemed like to me. You guys have really mastered this jump blues party type music, and I've seen your live show a couple of times, and it's just so much fun.
Oh, great. You know, people are dancing,
and the disc really seems to capture some of that feeling.
Well, thank you. That was our goal.
Yeah.
Now, Anne, I thought this was interesting that you have a background in classical music.
I do. I was trained in the classical or art music world, as some people like to call it, and did my undergraduate and graduate degrees in that area of music. But about 10 years ago, I met this guy over here named Marvin Hunt, and he was, of course, into the blues and the roots music and introduced me to it.
Well, what about you, Marvin? You don't have a classical background. You've been doing this kind of music for quite a while, right?
Yeah, probably 30, 40 years, something like that. I've been more or less studying this. And between jump blues and Chicago blues and New Orleans-influenced blues and torch ballads and all the various styles that we work with, there's a lot to explore, and it's always piqued my interest.
You were talking about your influences, Marvin, and one of the songs on the album where you reference a lot of these names that you had mentioned, and, you know, you talk about Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters and a lot of the people that influenced you. And
right. We were inspired by Willie Dixon,
yeah,
primarily for the title, which is called Protect the Root.
Protect the Root. Yeah, let's listen to a little of that.
Okay.
Blues is a sweet potato deep from the ground. What rock and roll owes the blues is very profound. It gave birth to rock and roll, R&B and rock. R&B's close to the root of sweet potato stock. But Willie Dixon said it best when he said this line. If you like the fruit, you must protect the root. You must protect the root. You must protect the root.
You know, Marvin, one of the things that really impressed me when I last saw your show was so many young people, people who really weren't even born yet when many of these songs were originally recorded.
Right, and I'm finding a lot of young folks who are love the roots stuff, but they're making a transition from roots to blues, and that's sometimes a little bit of a leap. So we're kind of helping people, you know, learn about the blues along with the other roots concepts that are current out there. That's a younger crowd.
Yeah. But I want to say, although, you know, I'm really enjoying listening to the recording, seeing your band live is, you know, I really encourage people to get out there and see you, because it's just so much fun. So guaranteed a really good time.
Well, we try not to take ourselves too seriously. There's a lot of fun things to be had with music, and that's kind of our angle at this, I think.
I woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. I feel so bad, I'm all alone.
The House Jumpers are vocalist Anne Hunt and guitarist Marvin Hunt, with Chris Millsbaugh on harmonica, bassist Steve Montgomery, and Josh Connor on drums. Their new recording is titled Foolin' Around. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson.